The next siman, entitled Shlol Shire Beparsha Pachos Meshosh Psukim, that one should not, when it comes to the finishing of a particular aliyah, should not conclude in the middle of a paragraph in which there are three sentences left, as we're going to discuss, has in it a very interesting Ramah, which we're going to devote most of our time with today. Hakori b'Torah, one is reading Lo Yishar b'Parsha Pachas Meshosh Psukim. You should not end off with less than three sentences in a paragraph. Mimnei sheyotzin oz mebeis achneses. For those people who have heard that aliyah and then they leave shul sheomrim, they're going to say ha'ola achara, the next person lo yikra elo shnei psukim hanishorim. There's only two sentences left. One sentence left in the paragraph must be the next person is only getting those two sentences or one sentence. And of course, when it comes to laning, at least three psukim are read at the very, very, very minimum. And for that matter, the Mechaber says, V'chein lo yaskil ba pachas meshosha psukim. One should not begin a paragraph or the laning with less than three sentences, for the opposite reason. Nei hanechnasim, for those that are coming in, oz mebeis achneses. She'omrim, they'll say, shulkar harishon elo shnei psukim. If, let's say, you would start with sentence number three, and all of a sudden, the person you walked in, you would think maybe the aliyah before, there was only two psukim. Now the Ramah then says, v'yichavi, and a person should have the utmost attention, she'aschil tamid likro b'davar tov yisayim b'davar tov, that when it comes to laning, it should begin on a positive note, and it should also be yisayim, it should end b'davar tov as well on a positive note. And the Mishnah Berurah actually quotes within this halacha the words of the Sefer Chassidim. He says, quote, Yizahir v'chazin, the chazin should be cautious. Sho yikro l'mishu hu iver o piseach b'parshas iveris o shavur. You have to have the utmost sensitivity when you call up someone to the Torah to know that if that person may have a physical ailment, something wrong with them, a blemish, such as, let's say, being, for example, blind or lame, and then you would call them up for whatever reason, for that particular reading, that would show a tremendous lack of sensitivity. One should be careful not to do so. Similarly, says the Sefer Chassidim, "V'lo yikra mami shechoshud al harayos b'parshas harayos v'chein b'chol davar davar." If there is something in which a person is suspect for, in which the general populace is aware of this, then you should not give them that particular aliyah, because it's almost like you're trying to insult that individual. So therefore, what person who gives out the aliyahs must do so with the utmost sensitivity. With that said, the Mishnah Berurah then discusses about being sensitive as to when we begin the laning as well as where we end that particular aliyah or that particular parsha. The Mishnah Berurah said, quoting the idea of the Ramah, "V'yichavin l'haskil tamid likur b'davar tov l'sayim b'davar tov," it means shel Yisrael, of something which is on a positive note for the Jewish nation. You should begin and end in that with such psukim, such sentences. The tovas akum ein kriyat tova, because when it comes to something good about the akum, and akum could be translated as ovi kachavim, idol worshippers, or those who are not Yisrael, that doesn't really mean anything. It's not considered to be good. V'chein l'inyan l'sayim b'davar ra haynu shel Yisrael. When we say we should not conclude with something which is bad, that means specifically bad for the Jewish people, which answers the question of two parshiot. When it comes to the end of Parshas Kedoshim, the very end of Parshas Kedoshim, the last pasuk reads, V'ish o isha, it says that when it comes to people who are engaged in different forms of sorcery or witchcraft, that they will be sentenced to death, they will be sentenced through stoning. So you can ask, well, those people could potentially also be Yisrael, and therefore, why would we end a parsha on such a note? Similarly, you can ask the question that we find this also in Parshas Balak. The very last pasuk in Parshas Balak, as we're familiar with the magefa, the plague that befell upon the Jewish people, it says v'hu hamesim amagefa arba v'esrim aleph, that there were 24,000 Jews that died at this terrible plague. So how could we end off Parshios going seemingly against the words of the Ramah that we're referring to Jewish people. Nonetheless, we end off this way. So he explains the Piskei Tshuvos does as follows. He says, V'yesh omrim shehu hadin b'davara shel rishayim gam kein ein chshash. When it says Yisrael, it means those who act and uphold the ethics and morals of the way Jewish people should be behaving. However, if you are dealing with Jewish people who act as rishayim, such as in Parshas Balak, in which you have the people that did whatever they did over there, in which they acted as rishayim, as well as those who are engaged in witchcraft and sorcery, those people are rishayim. And therefore, for this, in chshash, we're not so concerned about concluding on a negative note, because that's comparable to that of Akum. L'chein muvan, and therefore that's why he explains those two parshiot, namely Kedoshim and Balak. But he asks another question. He says, Amnam, b'chol zos adayin kasha. He can still ask a question from two other parshios, Parshas Vayikra and Parshas Bamidbar. What's Parshas Vayikra? It concludes, L'ashma ba. More specifically, the Pasuk says, V'chipro lav kohen v'fnei Hashem v'nislach lo, that the kohen will receive an atonement. Al achas mikol asher yasel ashma ba, from one of the things in which he did which was considered to be of guilt. So we end off on a negative note there in Parshas Vayikra. And he says, I have another question. We also find in Parshas Bamidbar, the last pasuk. The last pasuk, which is referring to the various duties of that of a Kohen, it says, V'lo yavo liros kivales hakodesh v'mesu, that when they're transporting the various items from place to place in the wilderness, they're not allowed to gaze upon them. And if they do gaze upon these holy items, v'mesu is the very last word of that parsha. They'll die. So Piskei Tshuvos asks, that doesn't sound b'chi tov, that doesn't sound so good. In fact, not to answer the question of Bamidbar, but the last two words in Parshas Vayikra, L'ashma ba, that it there will incur guilt, he brings down that there was an interesting minhag among some communities that they would say Bikol Rum out loud the following statement, quote, right after they would finish Parshas Vayikra, they would say, L'kel asher shavas mikol masim biyom hashvi'i. What's the significance of that? So that sentence, L'kel asher shavas mikol masim, that we rested from all of our actions, B'yom Hashvi'i, on the seventh day, that is Rashi Tavos, that's actually an acronym for the last two words, L'ashma ba, b'chdei shol sayim b'davara, so that we can kind of twist the simple explanation of something which is negative and a negative slant, and be able to turn it to something a bit more positive. But still, the reality is that's not the simple explanation of those sentences, and therefore we're not concluding really b'chi tov there either. And therefore he says like this, V'lchein, yesh metartzim, there are those who answer, shein hakpeid kol kach ba'olam l'torah. That which the Ramah says that we should conclude and begin b'chi tov, it's not referring to those who get an aliyah to the Torah. Mishum, and he says why, d'misayam im'achar kach b'berachas ha-Torah, because even after the Torah reading, and maybe the worst words you can come up with, b'mesu, but immediately afterwards, there is a bracha which is recited, which of course is extremely positive. V'yesh omrim, and there are those who say also, she'en kavanas ha-Ramah al sof ha-sedros sh'niskin lanu aydei adon ha-Navim, that we cannot possibly say that because these parshios end off negatively, also we shouldn't end off that way, because this is the way it was initially instituted by, as he calls, the Adon HaNavim, the Master of the Prophets. And therefore for this, we obviously have no right, even though it seems to be negative, to adjust or to change the way that the parsha ends. El al olam sayam be'emsa hasedra. He says, really the words of the Ramah are specifically referring to in the middle, that when you come across something in the middle of the parsha, we shouldn't end off, let's say, Ravi or Chamishi in a negative way. But when we end off, then that's not such a problem. Now, of course, we can possibly come up with other ideas and answers, such as, for Vayikra, it really is not such a negative statement, because it's true that the Kohen did something wrong, but the reality is the pasuk is v'chipur lav a Kohen. It says that he's now attaining atonement for the act that he did. So it really is a very positive concept, the idea of tshuva, positive concept of change. Similarly, one can maybe say that when it comes to in Parshas Bamidbar, that when, even though it has a negative slant, that a person who would be carrying these items and gazes upon these items which are holy and sanctified, that v'meisu you'll die, but that's really not negative. It shows the greatness of and the kedusha of the things that are that we have. But nonetheless, that's he says. It's only really could be referring to the middle. Ukashesh chayuvim rabim, and he says like this. We'll conclude with this following statement. Let's say you have many, many chayuvim in your shul. O simcha, srichim lalos rabos, and you have a lot of aliyahs that you have to give, more than just your 7, 8. Eshel hakel, then that's possible you can go lenient. Lahaskil ola b'inyan shena b'chitov, that you can actually even divide and cause more aliyahs, even though you'll begin with an aliyah which may not be starting off on such a great words. Bulvachi sai b'chitov, he says, just as long as you conclude on a positive note. B'shasad chak, however, under extreme circumstances where you can't even do that, eshel hakel gam b'siyum, it's possible even at the end, if you do not end off on a positive note, then that's okay. And he gives the exception of parshas haklolos, which are found in Torah's Kohanim, namely b'chukosai, as well in Mishnah Torah and the Sefer Devarim in Kisavo, sheish l'hakvid ma'od, that we have to be very careful gam b'tchil v'gam b'siyum. Now, when it comes to the actual tochacha, the admonition, the klolos, we will make sure that we will definitely not end off at that point, but rather we will end off with something positive and also start off with something positive. And he concludes and says, v'nochen l'das, you should know, ki kepei de zuhu lav dafke b'kriyas haTorah. It's not only referring to Torah reading. Elhu adin kishikar l'atzmo psuki tanach, o b'lim b'Torah shebapeh. Even when you're learning by yourself, yesh tamid l'sayim b'inyan tov, you should always end off with something positive. V'hu adin b'sicha schul, and so too when you're even having just conversation with your fellow man, yachbido al kach, a person should certainly try their very best to end off on a positive note. I don't know if it's a massive car, 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 I don't know if it's a massive